Syrian refugees are still leaving in wait in countries like Lebanon and Jordan. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At what point will Syrians be able to return home? We'll try to answer that question. And when it comes to sharing the gospel, one man is encouraging a slightly different approach. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. This month marks 8 years since the beginning of the civil war in Syria. Common question is it time for Syrians to return home? The answer is complicated. Nuna is a spokesperson for House of Hope.
It was said that there would be an exemption and people would be forgiven for leaving the country and for being deserters and they can go back. But in reality, after they come back for 2-3 weeks, they are drafted again. So this is not yet reality.
Another complication is that parts of Syria are under the control of an ISIS presence, Kurdish forces, rebel forces, and others. This is dangerous on a sectarian level for refugees, but for those who've returned to Syria, House of Hope, an NGO in the country, is meeting tangible needs. By meeting those needs, this organization is also showing Christ's love. Still, a solution is needed, so please pray.
And I pray that really people will just start to think of the one and not of the mass. Usually people think of, okay, we have 1 million Syrians, we need to see how we can get them back home. But let's think about each one. Each one has a story, and each one has a tragedy, and each one is suffering. So just praying about each one, like people will just have a place to go to.
In other news, 90% of deaf children are born to parents who can hear. Most of those parents, 85%, never learn sign language. As a result, many deaf kids are cut off from the world around them. Not so for 2-year-old Sam Savitz. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
Many kids actually grow up without language until they reach the age of 4 or 5. So given that situation, having Samantha in Newton, Massachusetts, these neighbors really wanted to do more than just say hi to her. And so they brought in a deaf person to teach all of them so they could start to communicate with Sam.
The neighbors learned American Sign Language because that's Sam's heart language.
Deafness is a disability, but deafness is a unique disability in that it's the only disability that causes children who are born deaf to be part of a totally different language group.
On the mission field, reaching deaf for Christ means supporting the work of deaf believers.
Most people assume if there's a hearing believer near that deaf person, that hearing believer is going to be the best access point for the gospel for that deaf person. And that turns out generally not to be the case.
Door translates the Bible into sign languages and trains deaf leaders. For ways to help, connect with us at missionnews.org. And the gospel isn't tied to buildings or revival gatherings. Matthew Brema, a speaker hosted by InterVarsity, reminds us that a mission field doesn't have to be far away.
I think God's call to us was to express faith in all we do, in all of life. So our witness for the gospel was not tied to a certain time, a certain place, doing certain activities. Witnessing for Christ entails all of life. Sitting on the dinner table with my kids should reflect my faith.
Rima himself came to faith through an unconventional missionary. He grew up in Sierra Leone during the 11-year Civil War. He was Catholic, but didn't have a personal relationship with God. One day on the way home from a church, a Nigerian UN peacekeeper asked if he'd like to come talk. Rima says that day was the first time he understood the gospel.
The miracle about that story is the fact that 2 days after that, this UN peacekeeper was transferred from that base. So I never get to meet him again. But that seed of the gospel that was planted in my heart grew and started to help me understand my personal walk with Christ.
Rima encourages others to see everyday life as their own mission field. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's Prayer Cast outreach. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.